Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you about some really common limiting beliefs about money. We're going to talk a little bit about where these beliefs come from. So much of our programming around money at the subconscious level specifically comes from obviously anything we're exposed to through repetition over time. So for example, if you have parents growing up who constantly say things like, oh, we don't have enough money, well, then the repetition over that over time is going to become your own programming, most likely, unless you have something significant in your life that alters your course, where you get a lot of new repetition over time about something else. So that can have a huge impact. Number one, anything we see or is modeled to us in general is going to have a huge impact. Anything we hear, which is what I just said, and then anything that we have firsthand experiences around. So let's say you're in a family dynamic and then there's a big loss of money. You might believe as a result of that, like, oh, you know, anytime you obtain something, you're likely to lose it and it's going to hurt or something bad will happen. You know, I hear a lot of these beliefs around people's sort of programming. And why this matters is because your subconscious mind, as I mentioned at the very beginning, is really working hard to maintain its comfort zone. It really desperately wants to like avoid change. And so while your conscious mind can say, okay, I want to make more money, I want to make more money, if you have needs that are out of alignment with that, if you don't have any personality needs at a subconscious level that are driven towards that, and or if you're in a position where you show up in your life and your subconscious mind says, no, something bad will happen, or money causes conflict and chaos and arguments, and I don't want to threaten my relationships by making more money, or people will be jealous of me, or all these different beliefs I've heard from so many people over time. And everybody has different ones, but then what happens is your subconscious mind says no to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind says, let's go this way. Your subconscious says, nope, this way. And your conscious mind can't outwill or overpower your subconscious mind. It can, however, reprogram it. So I'm going to cover a few like really common beliefs here. And I said like 10, but you know, I'm going to go through quite a bunch of common ones. So some of the really common ones are this: I can't save money. Guess where it comes from? What's modeled to you in childhood, right? If you saw a lot of spending and not a lot of saving, then through repetition, that's going to become your own program. I can't earn more money. I'm not good enough, or I'm not capable. Okay. Again, we can get that through a lot of messaging we receive from our external world for a number of different reasons. Or we can just see individuals that we're around struggle with that. And that can be the modeling that creates our own subconscious programming. I am undeserving of asking for more, or I am undeserving of having more. Very common limiting beliefs that are really important to pay attention to. Because what we'll do is our conscious mind will say, I want a raise, and our subconscious will sabotage having that conversation. So you can see the magnitude of impact that can take place, especially when this is happening over and over again in different forms across years, if not decades of our lives. If I value money, I am greedy or bad. I want to be really clear about something. Money will magnify who we are. Okay. So if you are somebody who is good natured and cares about contribution, you'll want to contribute to more people's lives. If you are already somebody who struggles with greed and has painful patterns around that, then yeah, of course it can make you, you know, that can become more magnified in different forms. But, you know, to sort of block out one entire area of the seven areas of our life as a holistic person and say, oh, this area is bad, this part of me is bad, money touches everything. Every area of our life touches all the other areas, right? If we don't have good relationships in our life, it affects how we show up to make relationships in our career. If we are really struggling financially, then we're struggling in a way where we can't have healthy exchanges and take turns, you know, hanging out around people and maybe even like raise a family sometimes because we can't afford to. And that really affects our relationships. Like there's so many different ways that everything sort of spills into everything. And all of these seven areas of our life are uniquely interconnected. And so it's really important that we allow ourselves to say, look, I don't have to like put money as the very top of my priority list in life, but I would like to have an empowered relationship to each of the seven areas. And if I don't, then that disempowered area that's one of the seven areas is going to eventually disempower all the other areas. Another really clear example of this is if you're just too focused on only career and finance, and let's say you're not focused on physical health area of life, then maybe at some point in time, you have to go take time away from physical health because you're having a health issue and now it's affecting career and finance. So you'll see like over time, everything will touch something else and we can really mitigate these things by being proactive instead of having to learn things the hard way. Another really common belief that I'll hear is I don't have enough value. Okay. And sometimes, you know, you've heard this old quote that's like our net worth is equal to our self-worth. And I don't think that like, if we're arrogant, that helps. I think that when we strip back a lot of limiting beliefs about ourselves, not being worthy, not mattering, not being good enough, not being lovable, you know, when we reprogram a lot of those limiting beliefs at the subconscious level, we have a healthy sense of confidence and self-worth that's rooted and grounded, not sponsored from a place of, you know, feeling arrogant. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know, we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. And this includes the 4 live webinars I do with our students every single week. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's a daily community event. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. Please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Go ahead and sign up by clicking the link in the description box below. Another big one is I don't trust myself with money. I've seen this a lot over time. I've also seen really common ones. People will be jealous if I have more money. Money causes conflict between people. And especially if you're somebody with a high need for emotional connection in relationships, sometimes you'll really shy away from trying to make more money or, you know, making that an empowered area of your life. Because if you believe it's going to hurt my relationships, and if relationships are super meaningful to you, then you're not going to want to go there at all. Not realizing that over time, it can actually hurt your relationships to be disempowered in that area. And hopefully we have people who aren't valuing relationships just based on money. But of course, like if I can't pay for my children's bills one day or something like that, then that's really, really stressful and will hurt the relationship dynamic. And the more stress I am as a person, sometimes that spills out onto other people as well. So there's a whole bunch of other ones that are quite common. But I'll leave you with like one or two more. Something bad will happen, I mentioned. And also, I don't know how to receive. Or I will feel guilty if I receive. So just pay attention to these things. Notice what comes up in your life. I'm a burden if I receive. And notice that we usually adopt these programs from childhood. They show up in different areas. And then they become a part of our behavior because our belief patterns at a subconscious level sponsor thought patterns and emotions and then behaviors. And our behaviors are directly related to our beliefs. So if we, again, the really clear examples, like if I believe I'm not worthy of a raise, I'm not asking for the raise. Even if I'm working so hard at work, maybe I don't feel like I have that negotiating power because I don't believe that I'm worthy at a subconscious level. So this can really deeply impact us in so many different arenas. And it's really important to get in charge of this. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope to see you on the other side.